Because he will be taken from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. Tam, him, Rohini Nandana, the son of Rohini. Why? Indeed, Prahuhu, people will call Shankarshanam, by the name Shankarshana, Bhuvi, in the world, Rama Iti, he will also be called Rama, Lokaramana, because of his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees. Balabhadram, he will also be called Balabhadra. Bala Uchrayat, because of extensive bodily strength. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The son of Rohini will also be celebrated as Sankarsana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, and he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport. There are some of the reasons why Balarama is known as Shankarsana, Balarama, or sometimes Rama. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balarama. But although devotees of Lord Rama may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balarama and Lord Rama. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balarama is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balarama as Lord Rama. Chaitanya Goswami also speaks of the three Ramas, Parashurama, Raghupati Rama and Balarama. All of them are Ramas. Om Ajnana Timrindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadara, Shri Vasadi Gauravaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna. You all must be thinking, oh, not again. Yesterday or day before only I spoke. But it is your bad luck and my good fortune. Because it is said in 10th Canto Bhagavatam that one who hears Bhagavatam class, they get some benefit. But those who ask questions, they will get more benefit, double the benefit. Right? But those who speak, they get the most benefit. Because their mind and senses are absorbed in Krishna Katha, right? I can't think something else and speak also, right? So that is why brahmacharis, whenever they get a chance, they should speak. Not that I have no time for preparation and all that, you know. Be ready all the time. 10 minutes before somebody asks you, you have to give Bhagavatam class, you should. Right? I am very fortunate to speak today on Lord Balaram's pastimes. Brahmananda Prabhu, he was speaking in Vrindavan on the 40th anniversary of Sri Vrindavan Krishna Balaram Temple. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Radha Damodar Temple, he was contemplating how to spread Krishna consciousness. Then Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami came and told him that Swamiji go to the west and preach Krishna consciousness. We will help you. Srila Prabhupada said, Radha Damodar Temple is the center of the universe and the most auspicious place in the whole world. So he didn't want to leave. Then Radha Damodar told Srila Prabhupada that go west. I will give you a bigger temple than this. So Prabhupada came. Then Srila Prabhupada initially started preaching in New York, and then he started a very gorgeous temple in Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada commented that actually, even though little bit I started in Krishna consciousness, I was just experimenting with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But the real temple, the real Krishna consciousness movement started in Los Angeles, because when I established Los Angeles temple, Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish temple, I have actually established very gorgeous temple worship. And then Srila Prabhupada introduced that every month there should be a festival of Krishna consciousness, like butter churning festival. Prabhupada instructed to take the deities all around the Watsak Avenue street, and all the Americans and all people, they would come and take darshan, you know. Oh, what is happening, all this Hare Krishna chanting and dancing and all. So they would come and take darshan. Like that, Srila Prabhupada said, festivals are the mother of devotion. Like that, one should have festivals all the time. Then he said that this should be the standard of Krishna consciousness. Then all the temple presidents should come and learn deity worship and all the management skills and spread Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada also prayed to Lord Dwarkadish that I will stay here. I will not go back to India. I will actually sit here and finish Srimad Bhagavatam translation. I will preach from here, like that. But you have one plan and God has some other plan. So one day Sri Dwarkadish came to Srila Prabhupada, said, Swamiji, now you have to go to India. Srila Prabhupada protested, why? I don't want to go. My Guru Maharaj told me to come to the West and preach. So I am very comfortable here. I have a very nice, gorgeous temple. I will finish Bhagavatam. Lord Dwarkadish said, no, you go to India. I have some work for you. You go there. Said, no, I'm very nice here. Then Srila Dwarkadish promised Srila Prabhupada that you go to India, I will give you 100 times better temple than in this temple. Right? So Brahmananda Prabhu is saying that sometimes, you know, we have some plans, but better to listen to Krishna's instruction, because Krishna will have better plans for us. So Srila Prabhupada reluctantly came to Vrindavan, and then he started Krishna Balaram temple and all. So Prabhupada, when on his last days, he was narrating this pastime, his intimate details to Brahmananda Prabhu, said, don't you think this Krishna Balaram temple is 100 times better than Dwarkadish temple? So they all agreed, yes Prabhupada, yes Prabhupada. Then he's explaining that why in Vrindavan there are so many Radha Krishna temples, but there are one or two only Krishna Balaram temples are there, right? Krishna Balaram is not so much worshipped, because everybody is a devotee of Srimati Radharani there, and then they will all say Radhe Radhe, right? But Prabhupada, what is the inner meaning, what is the heart of Prabhupada, you know, of establishing Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan? So Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I have established this Krishna Balaram temple because Krishna and Balaram, they are none other than Gaura and Nitai. Right? In order to go to Radha Krishna, one must worship Krishna and Balaram or Gaura Nitai. Right? Because Radha Krishna, there is no history of delivering anybody. They don't deliver anybody. They simply do rasa and they perform pastimes. Right? They only do leela. But this delivery kam does done by Balaramji and Nityananda Prabhu and all that. So if you go directly to Radha Krishna worship, right? There is only a fall down. There is no saving, because you don't get saved by worshipping Radha Krishna directly. So you go, but you know, this Gaurinithai or Krishna Balaram, they save people because they are very more merciful. And then this only Brahmanas are eligible to worship Radha and Krishna, right? So they don't require any saving. They don't need to be saved. They are already saved, Brahmanas. But fallen people, they need to be saved. So that is the reason Srila Prabhupada explained that he established Krishna Balaram temple. That is externally, of course, he got a land in Ramandreti. That is another thing. Very interesting thing Brahmananda Prabhu explained that on the day of installation ceremony, there was hectic preparations were going on and all. Srila Prabhupada said, I will do the aarti. I will do the aarti of Krishna Balaram. And then Brahmananda Prabhu was saying that I have never seen Prabhupada doing any aarti, any time. He was not. If you see the picture, Prabhupada was doing aarti with kurta on. You know, he was wearing kurta like that. So Prabhupada instructed Brahmananda Prabhu that don't allow anybody to touch the curtain. I will open the curtain because he is afraid that I will help Prabhupada, you know, because it is very heavy and all. I will help Prabhupada open, remove the curtain, open the curtain. But actually Prabhupada said, then Prabhupada told Brahmananda Prabhu, be a god there and don't allow anybody to touch the curtain. So Prabhupada is saying that Prabhupada actually wanted to reveal, being an acharya, right? He wanted to reveal Krishna Balaram to the entire public, you know, with his own hands, being acharya. And then he actually personally worshipped the first arati he did, right, of Krishna Balaram, like that. So this is the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that, you know, he gave, you know, Krishna Balaram worship to all of us. Actually, not only that, Srila Prabhupada installed his own deity, and then every day he was offering obeisance to his own deity. Right? So he was explaining that Prabhupada would get the massage done, and then sometimes he always wanted the same person to do the massage. But sometimes some devotee are not available, so one devotee was doing massage, right? So Prabhupada was, he wanted actually, you know, very hard massage, you know. Like I will tell some other one past time that one devotee was doing massage to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was not liking it. He said, your hands are like ladies' hands. Oh, you're so soft. You know, do it very hard. She was doing very hard. And then Prabhupada said, more hard. She was doing more hard. But Prabhupada was not like, no, it's not. You're like a girl, you know, he was saying. Then he was trying very hard to massage. Then Prabhupada did not like. And then Prabhupada commented, now I understand why your wife has left you. Right? So, another time Prabhupada was taking massage. And then Prabhupada said, this is not like, it's not like this, it's not like this. Then he took his hand and doing massage himself. you do like this. So Prabhupada told, this is what I am doing. No, I am showing how to do, perform Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada showed, you know, how to offer obeisance to Prabhupada, right? Sometimes some devotees have objection, why you are singing Namo Vishnupadaya, during Kirtan, why, you know, like that. But actually Prabhupada actually showed that we should worship Acharya Devo Bhava, you know, Acharyavan Purusho Veda, right? So who is Lord Balaram, right? So there is one foolish sannyasi who went to Chicago. He said, there is one Upanishad Vakya that Nayam Balahinena Labdhya, right? So without the strength, you know, Bala, you cannot get moksha or whatever. So he implied that unless you are physically strong, right? Unless you are physically strong, you will not get Parabrahman. So he said, all this, right? I am this body, right? But actually, that is Prabhupada explained. That is not the meaning. There is one verse in 7th canto Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, right? 7th canto, 15th chapter. So Sri Narada Muni was instructing Prahlad Maharaj, general instructions for civilized human beings. So in that Narada Muni explained that for following the instructions of the Krishna, you need bala, right? So what is that bala? Srila Prabhupada explained that you need the mercy of Lord Balaram to follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. So Srila Prabhupada explains that there are two kinds of spiritual masters. One is intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. Another is Lord Balaram's expansion, representative. So Srila Prabhupada writes that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the Lord Balaram himself, he is the original spiritual master of all public, of everybody, right? And the spiritual master is the expansion of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram actually, he is also, comes sometimes as a spiritual master and teaches us. That is why Lakshmanji is known as Mahabhagavat, right? So Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna, right? There is no difference, Srila Prabhupada explained, that except for the color, there is no difference between Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. So Lord Krishna, from right hand side, he expanded as Lord Balaram, left hand side, Srimati Radharani, and Lord Balaram, from Lord Balaram only, everything else comes. Like last week, I was explaining that he is known as Adisesha. Adisesha means he is the first servant. So he himself expands. Even though there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, still you can understand the sweetness of Krishna, that Lord Balaram, who is the direct expansion of Krishna, wants to serve him. You can understand. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Brutya. There is only master, that is Krishna. And in Krishna's own expansions, they want to serve Krishna. You can understand the sweetness of Krishna. Like that. So, once there is a pastime that Lord Balaram thought Krishna only is getting all the popularity, everybody is liking this black boy. Right? So, he wanted to be like Krishna. He said, Krishna, I want to be like, I want your dress, I want your flute, I want your peacock feather. Krishna, Lord Balaram is white in color, so he is always wearing bluish cloth. And Krishna is black in color, he is always wearing yellow in color. Right? The same color cloth you should not wear. So, I said, okay, Krishna smiled, see, if you want to take my rupa, my vesha, you have to face the consequences also. Lord, what consequences? I will, no problem. So one day Lord Balaram, he took the vesha of Lord Krishna, wearing yellow cloth, blackishness, peacock feather, flute and all that. So that day only, the greatest of all associates of Kamsa, right? Kamsa was sending Putana, Trunavrata, Vakasura, Agasura, all these demons, right? Radha Govind Maharaj says, each demon comes and he gets killed. Yadgatvara nivartante taddhama paramamama. Whichever demon came, he never went out of Vrindavan. Very fortunate guys. Right? Yadgatvara nivartante taddhama paramamama. So, every day. So, but the biggest of all demons was Keshi. Right? He said, go and kill Krishna, this boy like that. Then, Keshi asked, how does he look? Like, he said, no, he is blackish in color. Right? Wearing peacock feather, carrying flute, wearing, Pitambara, yellow, yellow dress. So go and hit him. So that day only Balaram, unfortunately, Balaram also took that vesha of Krishna and was going on the street. So Keshi came and said, oh, this is Krishna. Then he hit him. Right? Then he went, he got hurt, and he said, it is not very advisable to be to get Krishna's vesha. Let him be like that. Give back my vesha. So he got back his vesha. Like that, Lord Balaram, he advises, you know, don't imitate Krishna. If you imitate Krishna, better to be a servant. If you imitate Krishna, it will be very dangerous for you. Like that. It's a pastime. Last week I briefly explained that why Lord Balarama appeared, even though he is known as Rohini Suta, for briefly he appeared in the womb of Devaki. There is a reason. I have explained why already. So, Srila Prabhupada explains this from 10.2.8, that verse is there. So, in that Srila Prabhupada explained that this appearance of Lord Balarama before Krishna appeared in the womb of Devaki, you know, it shows the systematic methodology of bhakti process, right? So because these six sons of Devaki, earlier ones, they were actually material boys, right? So Lord Balarama appeared, you know, to make the arrangement for Lord Krishna to appear. That is one thing. So Prabhupada explained that actually this is a systematic methodology of devotion service, you know, because a sadhaka, he, while performing devotion service of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Path Sevanam, he enjoys the material senses also. Right? Material senses also, sense gratification also. But in the inside his heart, he has this fear that if I enjoy material senses, I will go to hell. So because of that fear, he of becoming entangled in material life again, of going to hell, he will restrain himself and completely perform perform devotion service. So this fear is Kamsa, right? And these six boys, you know, they were actually our six senses, right? Five senses and mind. So the fear of material sense gratification or going to hell kills the desire for sense gratification, and devotional service appears, right? Like that. So Srila Prabhupada explained that Kamsa is incarnation of fear, and Marichi is incarnation of mind, and Marichi's six sons are actually these boys, right? And these sons, they represent Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Madamatsarya, right? And Devaki is incarnation of Bhakti. So when this fear kills these six Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Madamatsarya, before pure devotional service, Krishna Prema appears. You know, what Lord Balarama represents? Service. Intense devotional service. So, when we perform intense devotional service, after conquering the senses, like Lord Balarama appeared, and that intense devotional service will lead to Krishna Prema. Like that. So, this is very nicely explained by Srila Prabhupada in that purport. You can read again. So, this is the, like that. Now I am going to narrate a pastime from 10th Canto Bhagavatam. There are two versions. Lord Krishna narrated this pastime in Padma Purana, right? And in 10th Canto Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami narrated. Both are same, but details are there. More Krishna gave more details to Rukmini Devi. Right? In some few months back, I gave a class where Lord Krishna was having discussion with Rukmini Devi. Then he said, even though we are incarnations, we go there, right? We do mistakes to teach the public, right? What is the significance? You know, what is the, you know, why we should not do? So they are actually is a transcendental mistakes committed by Krishna and Balaram, right? That is the topic. So I already explained what Krishna, you know, what transcendental mistake Krishna has done and what is the parinam, right? So Krishna is explaining that what mistake, transcendental mistake done by Lord Balaram, and then he explained. So these are the words of Lord Krishna only. So please understand this verse, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjama naiti mam eti so arjuna. So all this great Krishna and Balaram, when they come, when they perform some activities, they are transcendental, you know. So to teach us, right? So all of you know the story of Shamantakamani, right? So Shamantakamani, some other time we can explain that pastime. What happened actually, before that, what happened, this Shatadanva, he is the son of his sister of Satrajit. Previously, even now also in South India, we have this custom that Buva ka ladka ke saath shaadi kar sakta hai, right? But in North India now they don't do it anymore. But previously it was there, like that. So Satrajit has two manis. One is Bhama Mani, Sri Ratnam, Satya Bhama. She is very beautiful. And another is Shamantaka Mani. So Satrajit, you know, in our households, as soon as, you know, some Bhuvaka Ladki, as a, you know, if they are born, they always talk, keep talking, your wife, right? They keep pulling legs, you know, up, your wife. Like that, you know, Satrajit was always telling Shatadanva that, you know, I will give you my daughter, I will give you Shamantakamani, I will give you, like that. Then it so happened that he had to give to Satyabhama, to you know, Krishna, because of constant you know, saying that, you know, I will give you my daughter. And then Satyabhama is extraordinarily beautiful, Lakshmi Devi. So he had developed a heart for mind, you know, attachment to Satyabhama. So he was unable to get out of this, you know, feeling that, you know, he cheated me, you know, like that. So he was feeling very bad. So one day there was a meeting, and they were taking prasad, Shatadanva, Krutavarma and Akrura. They are having, you know, chat and, you know, taking you know, some juice and all, right? So they are having a chat. And then Akrura and Krutavarma, they actually provoked. Are you didn't get Bhama Mani, at least you should get Shamantaka Mani, right? Said, go and ask, you know, your mama, like that. So Shatadanva got an idea because he was, you know, holding a grudge, right? He was holding a grudge that he didn't give me the daughter. Actually, Krishna, he offered Shamantakamani also to Krishna, but Krishna did not take because seeing that, you know, Satrajit is too attached to that, he didn't take. So at least now you ask Shamantakamani, Bhama Mani to chali gai. Okay. So one day they provoked him. And kya, you know, so many things they told, I have no time. Then Satadanva went once in the middle of the night. You know, Satrajit, Krishna explained in Padma Puran, Satrajit has done a mistake, aparadha. You know, what he did, because he is too attached to Shamantakamani, you know, he used to keep the Shamantakamani under his bed and sleep on that. It is an offense. You know, any worshipable item, you should not keep on the sleeping bed. Like sometime back I explained that the sleeping bed is so unclean that one should not even die on the sleeping bed, on the bed. In Garuda Purana it is explained, somebody is going to die, don't let him sleep on the bed, you know, die on the palank, you know, cot. Why? Because it is so inauspicious to die on the bed, that keep him, bring him down on the floor. That was the instruction. Like that. So because he done that, so actually Shatadanva had no intention to kill Satrajit.
But when he saw him, he became, his blood boiled.
Yeah, rascal, you know, all the while he was telling, you know, I'll give you Satyabhama, I'll give you Satyabhama, he didn't give, right? See, he only went to ask, you know, give back, the, you know, at least give Samantaka money. But when he saw him, you know, all those thoughts came, you know, he was having that grudge. So that is why he took his sword and killed him. And then he took Samantaka money. And then that time Krishna went to Dwarka. Right? So he was attending, after attending Rajasya sacrifice, he sent back all the queens. Satyabhama came back, but Krishna stayed back. So at that time Krishna was not there at home. So Satyabhama, in front of Satyabhama and all, he killed, you know, Satrajit when he was sleeping. Then she became very upset. Then she said, unless Krishna comes and bring back the head of this Shatadanva, we will not perform, you know, Antyakriya. Right? They collected some oil and they preserved the body of Satrajit, and then they sent a message to Krishna that, you know, you have to come and kill this guy and then you perform the Shraddha Karma. So Krishna came. So meanwhile Shatadanva became very scared, because out of anger he killed Satrajit. But now he knows the power of Krishna. He went to Akrura. Akrura, pagal hai kya? Tumko kaun bola usko marne ke liye? Who told you to kill? Right? Abhi, you know, now Krishna is Paramatma. I am his devotee. You know, instead of, you know, the thought of fighting, you know, is so bad. Better to commit suicide than, you know, have a thought to fight with Krishna. You know, he is the supreme. I don't want to fight. Then he became very angry. You know, that, you know, you only provoked, right? You guys, you know, I am feeling, you know, I am sitting peacefully, then you only provoked. No. Then he told, you keep the Samantaka money. So he left Samantaka money with Akrura and he ran. He ran to Krutavarma. Krutavarma said, no, I can't help you, you get lost. Right? Like that. So, he ran. Then meanwhile Krishna came, like that. Then Krishna Balram and they went, right? Krishna Balram, they went. So they chased on the horse, and then the horse died. Then Krishna told, you know, that Balramji, you stay here. I will catch him, because he is walking. So I also we should not, better not, you know, that is the Yuddha Niti. So I will go and kill him and bring back the Samantaka money. So he went and killed Shatadanva, and then he searched his pocket. There is no Samantaka money. There is no Samantaka money. So he came back and told, unnecessarily I killed him. There is no Samantaka money. Balramji got it out. Right? Balramji got it out. He said, you are, you know, not revealing the truth. You know, tumko bachpan se aadat hai ki chori karne ka. Right? You because you are thinking you have to share that with me. That is why, like that, he became upset. So, you know, I will some other time explain this Vinayak Chavati, why Ganesh Chaturdasi, very related to Krishna's this Samantaka money pastime. Right? I will explain. Krishna got so much bad name. On one hand, Satyabhama was blaming Krishna. Jambavati was blaming Krishna. Balram was blaming Krishna. Dwarka was his blame. So much happened. So he said, Balramji said, I will go to Mithila. You know, he is my friend. So Mithila, he settled down. He said, for 1 year he stayed. So meanwhile, Duryodhan came to know that Lord Balaram is staying in Mithila. And then Lord Balaram, he is very famous for his club fighting. So Duryodhan came and he requested Lord Balaram. Then he offered very wonderful prayers. And then he is very fond of Lord Balaram. Krishna, Duryodhan used to ridicule. Ek gwal hai, gwal hai. Gwal ka baat kya sunna hai? Right? Right? In Draupadi Swayamvar also, he told, ek gwal hai, aap gwal chup raho. Right? So Krishna, like that, he didn't have so much respect for Krishna, but he had so much love for Balaram. Whenever Lord Balaram would go to Hastinapur, Balaramji is very fond of sweet rice here. You know, बड़ा बड़ा यू नो हंडा यू नो वेरी बिग बिग पॉट स्वीट राइस यूज टू गिव हिम सो बलराम जी वुड ईट बलराम यू नो खीर एंड वाह वेरी नाइस दुर्योधन आई एम वेरी हैप्पी लाइक दैट सो ही सर्व्ड हिम वेरी नाइस बिग बिग पॉट्स ऑफ खीर एंड देन रिक्वेस्टेड बलराम जी दैट यू आर द बेस्ट क्लब फाइटर प्लीज टीच मी यू नो क्लब फाइटिंग यू मेक मी लाइक यू You know, he make me like you like that. He told one Lord Balaram is very 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 merciful, very kind. You know, Ashrita Vallabha, Ashrita Vatsala, right? One who takes shelter of Lord Balaram, he immediately shows him you know great mercy. So Duryodhan, you know Duryodhan, he said okay. So Lord Balaram started teaching Duryodhan club fighting. And then in 6 months time, Duryodhan became so expert that the person who was actually getting beaten by Balaram, you know, one day he fought with him so fiercely that the club from Lord Balaram's hand fell down. Right? That day Lord Balaram embraced Duryodhan. Ah, Duryodhan, you are the best club fighter, Sarvashresth Dhanur Gadadhar in this world. You know, खुश हो गया मैं आई एम यू नो सेटिस्फाइड विथ यू राइट सो ही टोल्ड वन वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग दैट भीमा ऑल्सो आई टॉट हिम राइट बट भीमा इज वेरी स्लो इन लर्निंग एंड कंपेयर टू यू ही वॉज वेरी स्ट्रांग इन हिज बॉडीली स्ट्रेंथ ही इज स्ट्रांग बट युद्ध कौशल्यता मीन द एक्सपर्टीज इन क्लब फाइटिंग यू आर द बेस्ट Like that. If you see Lord Balaram, he is always favoring, you know, Duryodhan, right? Right? You know, there is a reason. There is a reason. Anybody knows? Once somebody asked Prabhupada that, you know, Lord Balaram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Duryodhan is such a rascal. You know, why he always favored Duryodhan? Right? Srila Prabhupada revealed a secret that actually Duryodhan is a associate of Lord Shankarsana in Patal Lok. That is why he is always favoring Duryodhan. He was his associate only. So, then he came back. Then after that, then the war is about to happen and all. Duryodhan came and requested Lord Balaram that you please fight on our side. Balaram ji said, Pagal hai kya? Who is the other side? Krishna. Right? Koi soch sakta hai Krishna ke saath fight karne ka? Abhi, goodbye. Right? I don't like, you know, this fighting. And then you want, you brothers, you know, brothers and brothers, they should not fight. And because of your fight, we two brothers, we should fight? no, please, Hari bol. I will go. That is why he said, no, I am not fighting. Even Arjuna also asked me, I said, I am not going to fight on either side. But when there is fight happens between both of you, that time I will come. Right? That time I will come. So, Lord Balaram went on a Tirtha Yatra. So, he came and went around. And then he came to Naimisharanya. So, it is explained in Padma Purana that Naimisharanya is a very, very auspicious place, most the glorious Tirtha, right? There, Romaharshana Suta, you know, he was doing Katha, Purana Katha. He is the disciple of Vyasadev. He is actually Pratiloma. Pratiloma means he is not a fully Brahman, you know, like that. But by the mercy of Vyasadev, you know, can you imagine, there is a Suta Gaddi is there in Naimisharanya, where Gautami River flows in the, that Gautami River is actually from the water from the Kamandalu of Lord Brahma. Right? There are two water bodies, one is called Nadi, another is called Nadam. You know the difference? The river that flows, right, towards the eastern side, that is called Nadi, Ganga Nadi and all, and mixes with the Bay of Bengal in Calcutta, right? And then Nada means the Narmada, Gautami and all, they flow towards the western side, Paschim, right? Paschim. And then they mix with the Arabian Ocean. They are called Nadam. So this Gautam is the Nadam. So like that. So where you, Chakratirtha was there, right? You know the Chakratirtha? They always want, where is the hell, where is the hell? We should tell the scientists, go and jump in the Chakratirtha, you will go directly to Patal Loka. Because the scientists also, the Britishers, they tried, you know, to find the depth of that Chakratirtha. They could not find. Like that. We want to go to Patal Loka, go and take a, you know, jump in Chakratirtha. You will go directly to Patal Loka. So he came. So why, you know, this Sutta got the name of Romaharshana? So can you imagine that when we conduct lecture, you know, some 100, 200 people come, right? When Sutta was giving lecture, 80,000 sages consisting of Vishwamitra Muni, Asita, Devala, right? So many other sages, you know, they were all sitting and hearing. And he was so expert that Romaharshana, he got the name of Romaharshana because when he would speak and all the sages, they would hear his Krishna Katha or Purana Katha, that all their hairs will stand on end. They become so ecstatic. That is why he is known as Romaharshana Sutta. So he was speaking and everybody is in ecstasy. So Lord Balaram appeared there. Right? Very effulgent. Lord Balaram, he is white like jasmine flower. Right? He is whitish like Baraf, you know. Right? Baraf, you know, see, Switzerland, Baraf. Right? It's so like that. Whiter than the whitest, they say. Like that. And then with all his beautiful effulgence and all, when he entered, all the sages they got up and they offered Padya, Argya, Achaman and all that. Right? Achaman and all that. And they glorified the Lord that we are hearing Purana Katha from Sutta that we are hearing about you, Anantasesh, Adisesh. You know, how you are the source of all the material worlds, how you are carrying, you know, all the universes on. And we are very, very fortunate that we are seeing the same Supreme Lord with our own eyes now. You know, our life, Dhanyoga Aj, our life has become perfect seeing you. Like that. So Lord Balaram is very happy. He was sitting there. But he observed one thing. Right? Romaharshana Sutta, he simply sat. And then he didn't acknowledge Lord Balaram's appearance there. So Lord Balaram became very angry. Said, you know, that time, you know, nobody says, you know, Kula. You know, that time Lord Balaram remembered that this rascal, you know, he is not even a Brahmana. You know, made by, given a chance by Vyasadeva to sit. And he was sitting on the, above the Brahmanas, on the seat above the Brahmanas, and you know, giving instruction. And he is an hypocrite that he doesn't know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I came here, he didn't offer me any respect, he didn't even acknowledge me, he didn't offer me, he didn't even get up. Like that. You know, Lord Krishna explains that actually before entering Naimisharanya, Lord Balaram took 6 pots of Varuni. Right? So he is a little bit intoxicated because of drinking so much. Right? It's all transcendental, no? Pastime. So you don't say, how Lord Balaram drank liquor, you know. That is a pastime. So he became very angry. Said, rascal, I will teach him a lesson. So he took a kusha grass and then killed him. Right? Killed him. And there is a ahakar. Oh, Balaram, Balaram, what you have done? All the sages, they got up and protested in unison that Lord Balaram, you are actually have done a great sin by killing this Brahmana. There is a, in Padma Purana, it is mentioned that somebody who is sitting on the, that is why this is known as Vyasasana, right? He is representing Vyasadeva, right? Somebody who is sitting on the Vyasasana, one should, that person should not offer respect to anybody, whoever comes, except to his mother. Only when mother comes, he can actually acknowledge and then say pranam or something. You should not get down or anything. Otherwise, anybody comes, you should not offer any respect. Right? If somebody comes and offers respect, you know, to, you know, Vakta, the speaker, and Vyasasan, you know, he should not bless him. You should not bless him. Or you should not say pranam also. If you say pranam to a person who came and wished you pranam, you know, then that person will get so much bad karma that he will be destroyed. That is why they say, you know, when you do pranam to, you know, Vakta, you know, speaker on Vyasasan, you know, they will tell, don't say pranam again, like that. Right? So these are the instruction. You know, he is Padma Purana. So even if God comes, one should not offer respect. But here the Supreme Personality of Godhead came. You know, he should have offered respect. But Lord Balaram feeling very angry. They say he killed him. Right? So it is said that there are four people who get you know, the result of a karma. One is Karta, another is Karyata, another is, third one is, you know, Preraka, right? Fourth one is Amodaka. So these four people, so if some sin has happens, then the people present there, if they don't protest, they will also get the sin. That is why all the sages, they protested Lord Balaram that, you know, he have to do prashchita, like that. So Lord Balaram said, what should I do? Should I bring him back to life? And then all the sages said, no, you do, because the sages told that we have given him a long life so that he will do katha. Right? So, okay, make sure that, you know, your kushagras, your wish to kill him, our life, wish to prolong his life, all of them are taken care. You know, we don't want that, you know, your kushagras, you know, weapon, you know, it's very unique, right? Kushagras becomes a weapon. Like that. Then Lord Balaram said, okay, Atmanam Putra was Samana. You know, the father only becomes a son. So I will make his son. You know, I will make his son, you know, Vakta, Suta, new Naya Suta. Then I will send him to Brahmaloka. Romaharshan Suta, I will send him to Brahmaloka. Like that. So like that. So Lord Krishna, this is in Bhagavatam, but in Lord Krishna says in Padma Puran that actually when Balaram killed Romaharshan Suta, so he is white like jasmine flower, right? And he's, because of that so-called sin, he became black like a coal. So entire body became black. Like that. So Balaram ji said, "Abhi kya karna hai?" Body became black. Then they said, you have to do prayaschita, atonement. So what should I do? So there is one big demon, Bilvala. You kill him. Right? You kill him. So this Bilvala, he is the son of Ilvala. If you read Ramayana, you will know. There are two demons, Ilvala and Vatapi and Ilvala. And these two guys, they used to eat Brahmanas. Right? Vatapi used to become a goat. And previously, the Brahmanas for Pitrukarmas, they used to eat goat moms. Right? That is why the Shraddha Brahmanas are different. So, Ilvala would cook very nicely this Vatapi and feed the Brahmanas. And then he has some Vidya. Then he said, Vatapi, bahar ajao. Right, Vatapi, Baharaja used to say, so Vatapi would tear open the stomach of the sage and come out. Like that he used to kill. One day Agastya Muni, he came. Then Agastya Muni also they served. Right? Agastya Muni, you know, he ate. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashrita Pranapana Samayuktam Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. Like that three times he rubbed on his stomach. Then Ilvala was saying, Vatapi, come out. Vatapi, come out. Agastya Muni said, Vatapi became a stool. Abhi nahi aayega. राइट, तो नहीं आएगा नहीं दैट. सो दैट इलवला सन ओनली बिलवला, यू नो ही इज सो टॉल दैट 9 टाइम्स ऑफ पाम ट्री, पाम वृक्ष, पाम ट्री, ही वाज सो टॉल लाइक दैट, लाइक दैट. ही एक्चुअली एंड देन ही इज सो ब्लैकिश लाइक कोल, and his hair and beard and mustache and all, they are like coppery color, matted and all that, and he has a very white teeth. You know, when he would open and smile or something, right, people will get very fearful, right? Then all the sages told that this rascal, he would come on Amavasya day and pour urine and stool and all in our fire sacrifice, right? Amavasya day is meant for performing Shraddha ceremonies, right? Like that Pitrukarma when we are doing, like that. So you kill him, you will get some, like that. Then he killed him, he took his, he asked for the, his two, halayuda, and I forgot to tell very interesting pastime. Anyway, I will tell. So halayuda and club. Then halayuda, he took this club and killed Bilvala. So as soon as he killed Bilvala, his some portion of the body became whitish again. Aur thoda darkness is left out. Then Balramji said, somewhere white and somewhere black, acha nahi hai, aur kya karna hai? Then all the sages said, I think this is the only way to get rid of Brahmahatya Pap is to do Tirtha Yatra. Aap Tirtha Yatra karo. So Lord Balaram, at that time, he gave some instructions for Tirtha Yatra. He said, those who are going to Tirtha Yatra, they should not take liquor and they should not eat meat and enter the Tirtha. The first thing one should do when go to Tirtha is shave his head and upavas, fast. One shouldn't fast. Now, I'm Hare Krishna wale hatke se. As soon as we go to Mayapur, Mayapur pizza, right? Guru Puja chodke, Darshanarthi chodke, pizza khaya, right? Right? Like that. But one should fast when they go to Tirtha Yatra. And then one should not wear old clothes, right, for taking darshan. One should take, silk cloth, right, silk cloth and wear, 2-3. And then one should not eat in others' plates. Better you eat in the, patal or something, or carry your own plate, like that. Anyway, we don't follow. Then one should not indulge in sense gratification. This Prabhupada told. That, in Vrindavan, even husband and wife engage in sense gratification, they will become a monkey in the next life. What to speak of others? One should not do any business in dham. Right? All these things. So, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, they wanted, the British government, they wanted to build a railway track to Mayapur during his time. He refused. Saying that all these karmis will come and pass stool and urine in this dham. I don't want. So he did not allow. That otherwise in 1920s itself, they would have got railway track to Mayapur. Like that. He didn't allow. Like that. So let them take trouble walking, all this crossing Yamuna, Ganga and come to dham. Like that. But in Mayapur they say, like Atma Tat Prabhu used to give lecture, that time he used to say, a mosquito in Mayapur is more fortunate than Bill Clinton. Right? Because they drink the blood of devotees. Mahaprasad. Right? They say, used to say that sleeping in Mayapur is equivalent to offering obeisances. Right? It's good for devotees like me. Nice sleep. So, Lord Balaram says that one should not come out to without hearing Krishna Katha in Tirthas. Like that he set up many rules and regulations like that. And then he went. And then when he took bath in the Rameshwaram, he actually, when he took bath in the Setubandha, so he became completely white. So that in Padma Purana they say, if somebody takes bath in Rameshwaram, one becomes free from even the. I will tell you the purpose of narrating this pastime. Now it comes. Please hear carefully. Very very instructive to us. Lord Balaram, after taking bath, and then when he became all right, completely white again, right? He gave 10,000 cows as dakshina, and then 10,000 gold coins, 10 gram gold coins to all the brahmanas and all. Then he declared very loudly, right? That he said that eka aksharam pradataram yo gurun nabhimanyate svayonim shatam gatva chandalatvam avapnuyat. Please hear this carefully. So he is saying that ekam aksharam. Ekam aksharam has two meanings, right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that maharshinam cha bhurguraham giram aham ekam aksharam. Yajnanam japa yajnyosmi stavaranam himalayaha. Right? So he says that this one akshara is omkara. Right? One akshara is omkara. Or another is one akshara of Bhagavatam. Or another meaning is one akshara of Hare Krishna Mahamantra or any mantra. Right? Anybody who has taught you omkara mantra, who told you to chant omkara mantra, or anybody who told you to chant even Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare, first word he told you, Hare. Such a person, he is your guru. Right? If somebody offends that person, he will take birth as a dog. That too, as a street dog. Suppose if you take birth, Prabhupada said, Anatha, Sanatha. Right? All this. Suppose you take birth as a dog in Amitabh Bachchan's house, right? So many people, they want to meet Amitabh Bachchan, right? Right? So Amitabh Bachchan is always feeding in, right? He will sit in the back seat and the dog will sit, right? Sometimes, he gets embraced by, the dog gets embraced by Amitabh Bachchan, like that. But that is also good karma. But one will take birth as a street dog for 100 lifetimes. Then he will take birth as a chandala. Right? Then he told one more interesting thing. That Lord Balarama explained the reason for abject poverty. Kattika Daridram, they say. Right? Many people, they are very, very poverty stricken. Why? Because he said three reasons. One is Brahma Droha. Another is Guru Droha. Third one is Anna Droha. If anybody does any of these Drohas, Droha means offending. Anna Droha means one who feeds you Anna. That is where they say after eating, especially when devotees, when we go, they feed us and they give us money also. Right? When devotees, other people, they have to struggle so hard. But when devotees are invited for prasadam, they feed them very nice prasad, paneer sabji, puri, halwa and all that. And then upar se khane ke liye paisa dete hai. Right? And someone's grahastha was saying, Prabhuji aate rehna. Aap aayenge toh humko paneer sabji milta hai. Right? Feast milta hai, like that. So such a person, that is why we say, Brahmanas they bless, Anadata Sukhi Bhava. Right? Anadata Sukhi Bhava. But if somebody does droha, means somebody criticizes, somebody offends that Anadata, there is no prayaschitta for that. Right? Another is Brahma Droha. Brahma Droha means one who is teaching Vedas, one who gives Gayatri Mantra. Father only gives, only father should give Gayatri Mantra. No one else is eligible. If father is not there, eldest brother can give. If eldest brother is not there, some Brahmana, they can give him Dakshina, like that. So one who gives Gayatri Mantra, one who teaches Puranas and Vedas and all, one who gives Muhurtas and all this, Brahma. So one should not offend that person. And the finally, it is Guru Droha. Right? One who teaching you Bhagavatam, one who gives you initiation, one who gives you know, facilities for Krishna consciousness. You know, if somebody perform does that Guru Droha, you know, these three Drohas, one will not have Prayashchitta. There is no Prayashchitta, and one has to suffer from abject poverty for many, many lifetimes. Right? So, this is the pastime. So, Lord Krishna instructed Rukmini Devi that one, you know, when we come as incarnations, you know, sometimes we perform such activities, sometimes we commit mistakes also, so that people can learn that, you know, we should not do this. Then Lord Krishna concluded saying that one should not follow, imitate Indra, myself, and Chandra. You know, all of you know the pastimes, there is no time. I will conclude by saying one nice pastime. So Prabhupada was saying that he would have assembly of devotees, then he would ask, you know, Balaram is known as Bala. Bala means strength. Bala means strength. Then he is carrying hala, you know, plow. And then Krishna is only carrying flute. So he asked this question, who is the stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Right? His name is Balaram. He has, so all the devotees would say, Balaram, Balaram. But Prabhupada would laugh, said, no. Just see, Balaram is resting on Krishna's shoulder. So Krishna is the strongest. Balaram is depending on Krishna. Then Brahmananda Prabhu is saying, Prabhupada would laugh. He says that it is as if it's the funniest joke. That, you know, he would say, see, Balaram is resting on Krishna's shoulder. So Krishna is the strongest. He is depending on Krishna. So Prabhupada did this mudra. Then he told Bharadwaj Prabhu that you should have DT like this. Krishna. So there is nowhere like this DT. Krishna Balaram resting on Krishna's shoulder. Like that. So Krishna Balaram, you know. So Balaram is teaching, you know, we are all depending on Krishna. So everybody, like I am depending on Krishna, we also should depend on Krishna. Hare Krishna. I request Maharaj, I heard once that you are giving a class in Punjabi Bagh temple. Then you explained Balaram Tattva little bit, that how Balaram, Lakshman did not like, you know, to be younger brother, and then he came as the eldest brother. But you are saying that Balaram also, Krishna was you know, serving the lotus feet of Balaram, and Balaram did not like. Can you?
Maybe this week, one of the days when I give class.
What is that? Okay.
Take a little long.
Long?
Yeah, it's some.
So very nice, very nicely Maharaj explained on that day, Balaram Tattva. Maybe, I thought yesterday you would explain, but. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram Ki, Gaur Premanandi.